And the full-time whistle is blown by Greg McGrory, the referee, and it's ended Bundoran 2-16, Termin 2-12, a 4-point win for Bundoran in the end. But the damage in this game inflicted on the home side was done in the first half, and in particular from Jamie Brennan and Paul Brennan. At half time, it was a 2-9 to 1-7 game. That, of course, was a 5-point advantage. Paul Brennan scored one of their two goals in that opening half. He started it and finished it, and he ended that half with 1-1. Jamie Brennan had won 3 in the opening half, but he could have had 2-3. A missed penalty in the 7th minute from Jamie Brennan. It took a good save from Emmett Maguire, but Brennan really didn't find the power under the boot to slot it into the back of the net. He tried to place it more than anything else, but Emmett Maguire was able to pull off the save. But by the time they got their goals after the water break from Paul Brennan and Jamie Brennan, Bundoran took control of this tie. The first goal of the game did come from Termin, and it was scored by Stephen McIlwain after some excellent build-up play as they homed in on the Bundoran goal. McIlwain gave it to Enda McCormick, who subsequently gave it to Dara McDade. Dara wasn't selfish on it. He sent it across the face of goal, and it was palmed into the net by Stephen McIlwain. At that stage, Termin were leading, but as I said, in the latter part of the half, Bundoran started to take control and were well deserving of their 5-point lead at half time. The second half started in the same sort of format. Kieran McCaughey, Jamie Brennan and Gary Clancy all getting on the score sheet for Bundoran, as did Cian McAniff, and they raced out to a 2-13 to 1-8 advantage. But then Enda McCormick got a goal for Termin to bring it back to a 5-point game. It was a sublime ball from Dara McDade that found Enda McCormick. High ball in, McCormick took it, turned on the right and into the back of the net. So that made it a 5-point game, and then Dara McDade had 3 points in a row for Termin, but Gary Clancy got under the score sheet and finished with 4 points today. And then I suppose their last two scores from Bundoran today coming from Jimmy Brennan. He finished the game with 1-6, and I think we'll give Jimmy Brennan man of the match here in Bundoran today. But on a sour note for Bundoran, they have lost Paul Brennan, given a straight red card. He'll not be available for the round 3 game after an apparent strike on Dara McDade. We did have a late score for Termin to reduce the deficit to 4, but Bundoran winning through 2-16 to 2-12. Brendan Kilcoyne was watching this game alongside me today as well. A 4-point win in the end. Termin sort of got back into it, so they did Brendan in the latter quarter of the game, but I think Bundoran deserving winners in the day. Would you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. Bundoran deserving winners. But you know what, Ashin, it was a really enjoyable, terrible enjoyable game. You have to give Termin great credit. They never threw in the towel, and there were stages in the game where it looked like Bundoran were going to pull away from them, but Termin kept plugging and plugging and plugging, and you know, they stayed in touch, did a couple of frees laid on that I thought perhaps they could have put over the bar to get them back to 3 points. At one stage, Dara tried to go for a goal, and perhaps he should have put it over the bar, because there was 4 or 5 minutes played after that, and they would have got another chance, and it would have put pressure on Bundoran. But I felt the foundation for the victory for Bundoran was really their half-back line. Oisín Welsh, Peter McGonaghy and Paul Brennan were really strong in that area for Bundoran. They drove them forward. Kieran McGaughey in the middle of the field. And then, you know, their inside line is very good. You know, Gary Clancy gives the Bundoran team shape. He plays inside as a full forward. It means that Jamie can play further out the field and run at teams, and they still have a target man inside to hit. And he was really impressive in the full forward line today, along with, as I said, Shane McGowan and Cian McNiff, who had a really good game inside too. So positive result from Bundoran. They can now push on and look at possibly a quarter-final place.
Yeah, Jimmy Brennan caused havoc today, so he did.
He did. He looked really sharp, played really well. And after a slow enough start, it took him maybe 10 minutes, 50 minutes to get into the game, but he really got a grip then. And, you know, he's such a strong runner, and he's so strong on the ball that he's very difficult for any opposition defence to stop. And he created havoc for the Termin defence there, ending up at 1-6.
They'll be disappointed with the sending off of Paul Brennan.
They will, yeah. And I kind of had a look at it, Oisín, I kind of saw, I don't think it was too much in it, and that's been honest with you. I think he may have pushed or something Dara McDade. The referee didn't see it. He consulted with his umpire and he showed him a straight red. I think it was harsh enough. There was no need. It wasn't a malicious game. It wasn't a dirty game or anything. So I don't know if Bundoran will be able to have a look at that.
Yeah, what you've seen of Bundoran, I suppose, in the opening 2 rounds, how are they fixed in 2020 compared to where they were last year? They did, of course, run Guidoor very close and into extra time at the quarter-final stage. But are they an improved side now in that, do you feel, Brendan?
I think so, yeah. I think they have, and they'll be looking to push on from where they were last year. Now, I think the Guidoor result has to be taken with the caveat that they were 8 points down with 7 or 8 minutes to go in the O'Donnell Park that day. Gidor were out the gate. They took their eye off the ball. And to be fair to Bundoran, they did enough to punish them and come back and get into the game themselves. But for Bundoran this year, they're outside, obviously, the top four. They'll be looking to push into the top six kind of thing. And that's the kind of marker. Again, I think the importance of Carrie Clancy can't be overstated, because he gives the whole team shape and they look a better forward unit when he's there. So, listen, they're going to be very happy going down the road for the draw tomorrow evening out in Glenswilly to see who they get in the next two rounds. They've given themselves a real shot now.
Okay, Brendan Kilcoyne, thank you very much for joining us here this afternoon / evening at the Burn Road in Termon as the sun goes behind the clouds. By the way, the pitch here in Termon is in fantastic condition, so well done to Shimmy Freeland, the guys that worked very, very hard on it all week. But they couldn't find the result that would give them their first win in the championship. It's Bundoran who have made the long trip through the gap, and they're going to go back through the gap with the full points after their first win of the championship, winning through today 2-16 to 2-12. A 4-point win for Bundoran.